I really couldn't believe what I saw first thing yesterday morning. We are living in a culture with some of the most sensitive men that I have ever seen. When I was growing up, I had a dad. I had uncles who taught me how to be a man. I think the reason that we have so many sensitive men walking the streets today is because they were raised by women. And look, I'm not knocking the single moms out there. Being a single mom is the hardest, most thankless job in America, without a doubt. But a woman doesn't know how to raise a man, just like a man doesn't know how to raise a woman. I bring all of this up because Kevin Durant and Michael Rapaport perfectly illustrated for us the epitome of the sensitive men that I am talking about. Let me give you just a hint of a backstory here. Michael Rapaport and Kevin Durant have known each other for years. I don't know if they're friends. I don't know if I would call them friends, but I guess I could call them friendly. Like most guys, they have a relationship where they break each other's balls. That's normal. I do the same thing with every friend that I have. Even the dudes in my family, we all break each other's balls. Now, back in December, Michael Rapaport joined the NBA on TNT crew for an interview with Charles Barkley. And during the interview, he told Charles Barkley that Kevin Durant was super sensitive about everything. Honestly, he is 100% right. Kevin Durant is one of the most sensitive dudes in the NBA. And that is saying something because there is a lot of sensitivity going around in the NBA right now. You guys ever notice that we don't ever hear about stuff like this coming out of the NFL, stuff that I'm about to talk about today with you? We never hear stuff like this coming out of the NFL. When is the last time someone in the media called an NFL player sensitive or soft? I think one of the reasons that the NFL is so popular in this country, besides gambling, is the league is filled with real men, dudes that you can relate to. Anyway, I'm getting a little bit off topic here. So Kevin Durant hears about Michael Rapaport's comments. He decided to hit him up on Twitter or Instagram on a private message and proceeds to call him a few derogatory terms. I would go ahead and just say them here, but I don't feel like dealing with YouTube and the advertisers. They've gotten so strict with cursing on this platform. So, they'll demonetize you in a second. But the words Kevin Durant used rhyme with ditch and stickhead. So use your own imagination. After Michael Rapaport gets that private message from KD, instead of acting like an adult and just ignoring it, he just adds fuel to the fire. He tells Kevin Durant to go help the kids in Brooklyn and stop being an effing pussy. Now at this point, I don't feel like either one of these guys have crossed a line yet. Like I said, dudes talk like this with each other all the time, regular basis. However, Kevin Durant eventually allowed his emotions to get the best of him. And he did take things a bit too far. He began threatening Michael Rapaport. Then he brought his family into the whole discussion. KD said that he was going to spit in Michael Rapaport's face the next time he saw him. And he brought Michael Rapaport's wife into it by saying that she had no respect for him. And it goes on from there. You can Google the rest of the conversation if you want to, if you want to see what else KD said. But it's just too much to go into here. So where do we even begin with this? First, let's address Kevin Durant bringing Michael Rapaport's family into this little dispute between girls. Anytime someone brings another person's family into it, it's just wrong. It's wrong. I criticize people on here all the time, mainly the idiot wokers. But I'm criticizing their opinions, their ideas on bringing politics into the world of sports. I don't criticize people personally, and I damn sure have never brought their family into it. And second, if you're Kevin Durant, you can't be doing stuff like this. You have got to rise above this. Michael Rapaport's shtick is to be controversial. He's made a living of doing and saying things that piss people off. It's what he does. Kevin Durant, on the other hand, Kevin Durant is an international superstar, one of the greatest players in the history of the NBA. Why does he even give a damn what Michael Rapaport or anyone says about him? Dude, you're making like $40 million a year. You've won multiple championships. You're recognized worldwide as one of the best professional athletes on the planet. And you're getting all pissed off and emotional because some dude called you sensitive? You're proving his point. You are sensitive. This isn't the first time something like this has happened with Kevin Durant. You remember when he was in Oklahoma City? KD was one of the most beloved players in the NBA. LeBron James was hated back then because of the whole decision debacle. People were mad that he formed a super team in Miami. Back in 2011, 2012, Kevin Durant actually overtook LeBron as the most popular player in the NBA. He was humble. Remember that speech he gave when he won the NBA MVP award? He was crying up there. He spoke from the heart about his mother and his upbringing. Kevin Durant, at one point, had won the hearts of America. And then the mask came off. When he was playing for the Warriors, he became resentful, full of hate, jealousy. He was whining all the time because he felt like that he wasn't given the respect he deserved. He was jealous of Steph Curry because everybody loved him, and the Warriors were his team. And everybody hated Kevin Durant. Now, of course, Kevin Durant was hated. He left Oklahoma City after giving up a 3-1 lead in the Western Conference Finals to Golden State, then turned around and joined them, a team that had won 73 games just the season before. People feel like Kevin Durant took the easy way to a championship, and honestly, he did. He really did. And I don't fault him for it, but at the same time, he can't blame NBA fans and the media when they call him out for it. Michael Rapaport is right. Kevin Durant is sensitive. Now, even though Michael Rapaport is right about that, he is 100% wrong for releasing these private messages between him and Kevin Durant to the public. I've never liked snitches. If you and me are having a private conversation, whether we're talking about business or we're arguing about something, whatever it is, I expect that conversation to stay private. That's what men do. We don't go tattling when someone threatens us. We handle it ourselves. Kevin Durant looks bad in this situation, but in my opinion, Michael Rapaport looks just as bad. He comes out of this looking weak, like he can't handle problems on his own. Kevin Durant's not really going to spit in his face. He's not really going to harm him in any way. You're going back and forth in an argument. People say things they don't mean in those type of situations. I don't take stuff like that seriously. Michael Rapaport should have confronted Kevin Durant like a man, in private, instead of releasing their conversation to the media. I mean, that's just weak. He's trying to turn himself into a victim and draw attention to himself, and he's making Kevin Durant a bigger villain than he already was. It is attention-seeking behavior on the part of Michael Rapaport. Also, if you guys saw the whole exchange, did you notice that in that conversation thread, most of Michael Rapaport's messages were not included in it? He showed all KD's messages that were sent to him, but where were Michael Rapaport's responses? KD's already admitted to the messages, he's apologized, but why would Michael Rapaport not include his own responses when he released all of this publicly? And finally, and this is the biggest question I have in all of this, what in the hell are two grown men doing, arguing over social media? Kevin Durant is 32 years old. Michael Rapaport is 51. 51 years old. This is embarrassing. We have devolved as a society. 30 or 40 years ago, a man had a problem with another man. They confronted each other and settled it. Maybe they fight. Maybe they just argue. But once whatever the issue is was resolved, it was over and both of the dudes moved on. In 2021, when a man has a problem with another man, they go straight to social media and hide behind their phones or their computer screens. They DM each other, talk real tough. When in reality, they're both weak and portraying real women-like behavior. Like I said earlier, I expect this type of behavior from Michael Rapaport. Kevin Durant, though, has got to be better than this. If I were his publicist, I would take his phone from him and book him an immediate appointment with the nearest therapist. Because something is seriously wrong with Kevin Durant if he's getting all emotional and angry over someone calling him sensitive. LeBron James has been under the microscope and criticized since he was 16 years old. I have never seen LeBron James lose his cool. Damn sure never seen him get all emotional and lash out on someone in social media. Kevin Durant's tarnishing his legacy every time something like this happens. He'll always be remembered as an all-time great on the NBA floor, but he'll also be remembered as one of the most sensitive players the NBA has ever seen. Okay, let's hear your thoughts on this. What do you guys think of this situation between Kevin Durant and Michael Rapaport? Is Kevin Durant too sensitive? And is Michael Rapaport weak for releasing their private conversation to the media? Or do you disagree with my take completely? Sound off in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com. KC_BTL84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys tomorrow.